We are joined in the media center here at the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway with our Denso Spark Plugs 4-Wide Nationals Funny Car winner, J.R. Todd. J.R. has now won 3 consecutive events here at the 4-Wide or at the Strip in Las Vegas. Also, back-to-back U.S. Nationals winner and reigning Mellow Yellow Funny Car World Champion. Defeated Tommy Johnson, the runner-up, and 2 other racers in the final round. J.R., what is it about the Strip in Las Vegas that has got you so comfortable that you keep winning this event? 3 consecutive and now 2 4-Wide races.
It's all Coletta Motorsports. It seems like ever since I've come on board with this team that we've always run well here. I mean, the whole team, all 4 cars, have a really good handle on this place, and especially Todd Smith and Jono. It seems like the more we come here, the better grip they get a hold of this place. And we struggled early this year with a cold track and just going out there and shaking the tires. And once I knew eventually it wasn't going to be cold everywhere we go, and sure enough, it was hot and nasty here today. And that's kind of the equalizer for us. And that 97 there in the final, to me, that was pretty stout.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the final. You got DSR cars there, Wilk number 1 qualifier. You can't really keep track of what anybody else is doing. Getting down the racetrack is paramount. You guys were able to do it, but really uncorking one in the final.
Yeah, that 403 that we did in the second round, I definitely stole some there. I did not mean to do that. So it probably went 0-1 there. So we were right in the hunt with everybody. But Wilkerson, he ran good all week, and I really expected him to step it up there in the final and throw it down. But you never count out, like I said, Todd Smith and Jono. You give them enough shots at it, they're going to figure it out. And sure enough, we got our act together this weekend.
This 4-Wide format of drag racing, it confuses some people. Some people are not comfortable. And you have been able to adapt rapidly, take advantage of other people's discomfort, and go out there and get the job done. Is there something that you do or have done in your life that maybe translated to this or gives you the ability to adapt rapidly?
No, not really. I mean, there's nothing that you do to really prepare yourself for the 4-Wide. You really don't even change your routine more than anything. You just make yourself aware of where you're at on the track, what lane you're in, who you're racing against, and just go up there and do what you do, hit the gas when the yellow light comes on. But no, for whatever reason, you know, we've done well at the 4-Wide, even the 4-Wide in Charlotte. So I guess I can't say that I'm not a fan of it, because we got 2 trophies at one so far. But yeah, it's different. The fans seem to like it. It packs the house here in Vegas. So if that's what we got to do to put some butts in the seats, I'm all for it, because we need to take the sport to the next level for sure.
Questions from members of the media for our Funny Car winner, J.R. Todd.
How does this place feel compared to Charlotte?
Racing here is different because you're at a little bit of altitude here. I mean, it's you got to really stand on the tune-up, and that's where I think it plays into the Coletta Motorsports. I mean, they just got a handle on the altitude here. What you got to really stand on, you spin the blower faster and all that. So it's different than Charlotte. I like it. The track is smooth. They did an awesome job prepping this place. Charlotte, you know, it's getting some age on it. It's got some characteristics to it, but They're both good places. Bruton, he doesn't mess around when it comes to building tracks.
I heard a stat that in your last 38 Funny Car races, you won 9 times, so that's a really good win percentage. Well, having gotten the experience of how to drive one of these things, now you're in a comfort zone and really clicking off some stats. Obviously, the world championship, but do you feel comfortable now in the Funny Car? Like, are you there where you want to be?
Yes and no. I think I still have a lot of work to do inside the car, especially when it comes to pedaling it, just things like that. I mean, it went out there and blew the tires off first round, and I really I'm hard on myself about keeping that thing in the groove. Like, anytime it smokes the tires, I'm the first one to blame myself. Like, well, I didn't do a good enough job keeping it straight down the track. And it was spinning pretty good there first round, and eventually spun pretty good. That it's one of those things that, like, should I lift and pedal it, or should I just leg it on through? And I probably should have legged it on through, but I pedaled it and it blew up, or at least backfired the supercharger down there. But it was good enough to hang on and turn on the wind light and get us into the second round. So that was our lucky break for the day. And then I robbed us there second round, and then the crew chiefs had my back there in the final. That was awesome. That was a hell of a way to cap it off.
Additional questions for JR.
JR, JR, any chance you're going to bring that hat back in the fall and save Chris Powell and his people some money out here on new hats?
No way. I want to collect as many of these things as I can. That's I think they can afford some new hats. But, no, Chris Powell, like I said, they got it going on here at this place. With that, as many fans over here this weekend, they can get way more hats.
Any other questions? JR, you had an interesting experience as the ultimate race fan in addition to being a champion driver. You got to warm up an alcohol funny car. Some people might think, like, wow, why would you want to do that? What was that like?
People don't understand, like, how awesome alcohol funny cars are. I feel like that's probably one of the most underrated classes in our sport. I mean, I've never driven one, but I've been told, you know, that they're the hardest cars to drive, and I believe it. Just warming that thing up, it's pretty intimidating, and you know, I'm really good buddies with Johnny Lindberg. He and myself and Richie, we hang out quite a bit back home in Indy, and he's helping out Brian Howe. So shooting my mouth off at the hotel the other night that I wanted to warm up a car. They're like, well, come on over, and we'll put you in it. And sure enough, he let me warm it up Friday morning, and it was way cool.
There you go. Question.
One last question for you, JR. Where were you 5 years ago this weekend?
Yeah, that... This guy keeps reminding me of that. I slips my mind. But, yeah, this is the fifth year anniversary of getting the call from the old man Friday night. I was home in Indy eating chicken wings, drinking beer, watching March Madness with my parents, and he calls me up and asks if I can get on a plane out here to drive his car Saturday, and that's where it all started, and I can't thank him enough. And I see he's still here. Usually he's got the jet fired up and headed back to Ypsilanti by now, but he's down there, so that means he's going to go get some pictures with us, so I got to take advantage of that.
Very cool. Final question, is there anything you haven't already been asked in your multiple interviews so far that you want everybody to know about?
One thing that I forgot to mention on the TV was Chad Langdon, Sean's dad. He just had a liver transplant, and it was a kind of touch and go there for a while. So it was cool that he got the transplant done, and I hear that he's getting released from the hospital here soon. So it's going to be a little bit of recovery for him, but it's kind of a miracle what happened there with him. So we've been thinking about him. I know Sean's been going through some tough times here the last 6 months or so, but I'm glad it all worked out, and I can't wait to have him back out here at the track with us.
Great news. JR, thank you very much. Final question.
One final note. This is at least the sixth, I'll double check, funny car win here for Coletta Motorsports since 2014.
Tremendous. JR, congratulations on your win. Denso Spark Plugs 4 Wide Nationals 2019. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.